Yeah, I think it's really important for people to be aware that people like myself who have a learning disability, like I was talking about in my speech earlier, the importance of that we can do things in our lives, and people like Ursula Presgrave, people like that, to think that they can achieve that. I think they really need a shake-up and realise that what they're doing is basically not seeing the actual person and coming up with stereotypical views about tests, but kind of without tests being there. And I really don't like that. I think it's really unfair that people can make those kind of judgments. Whereas if people like Ursula were here tonight, they would kind of maybe take it all back. I don't think people can take it all back after what they're saying is so hurtful. It's out there. How can you take that back? But like with me, when that came out from Ursula, I actually had a very nice card given to me from one of my grandmother's best friends, who was absolutely outraged, and she wanted me to know how much she looked up to me and the work that I do. And it made me laugh that she was so opinionated about it all that she'd read the article in a newspaper and was absolutely outraged that this woman upset these things. And I'm just glad that I'm here tonight to talk about these kind of things and to, you know, get it out there that it's not fair that people with disabilities get judged just because they have a disability. And I always like to think of it being positive and thinking, well, at the end of the day, to them, I just think that their attitude to disability needs to improve, or otherwise they're never going to know what is true for people who've got learning disabilities, who are going to be absolutely outraged if that's what they think people mean when they say stuff like people with Down syndrome should be killed up there and stop living lives as a vegetable. That's no way to go. I think where I am at the moment is only in the very, very beginning. I think I got no idea at the moment where I may end up. But I think so long as I continue to try and tackle people's attitudes, and you know, the higher up I go, I guess, I've gone from working for Mancap Cymru to up to London to speak at the House of Commons, up to the United Nations headquarters in New York. So who knows what is going to be next if I just continue to do the stuff that I enjoy in my life and just remain completely positive about everything. Sky's the limit.